WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Dave Packer. A short-term funding bill to avert a government shutdown failed in the House. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has the latest on the shutdown, now a day away.
The failure in the House of a 30-day government funding extension, tanked by conservative opposition, has left House Republicans scrambling to figure out what, if anything, they might be able to pass in time to avoid a shutdown. There are now rumblings they might try a last-minute short-term stopgap, maybe enough funding for a week or two. Things can happen quickly in Congress when there's bipartisan agreement, but the lack of any coordination between House and Senate leaders at this point makes it feel quite likely that the government will shut down starting Sunday morning.
Congress is remembering Dianne Feinstein. The 90-year-old senator died last night and was the longest-serving female senator. California Governor Gavin Newsom will decide who will fill her seat. Las Vegas police announced the arrest in the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Police have charged Dwayne Keith Davis with leading the gang in the drive-by murder. This is ABC News. A Maryland archdiocese will file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after a change to a state law threatens new sex abuse lawsuits.
The Archbishop of Baltimore said the archdiocese ran the risk of being depleted by, quote, staggering legal fees and large settlements or jury awards. As of Sunday, the statute of limitations for lawsuits to be filed in child sex abuse cases will be lifted in Maryland. Several suits are expected to target the archdiocese and other Catholic Church figures. The Archbishop says by filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, victims and survivors will get equitable compensation, and the church can continue its mission and ministries. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Data provided by the U.S. Space Force confirms Iran's Revolutionary Guard has placed a satellite in orbit around Earth. Iran launched its Noor 3 imaging satellite aboard a three-stage Quasit rocket Wednesday. It's Iran's latest successful space launch after a string of failures. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Some fans did not react well to the Packers' loss last night. The Green Bay police were busy throughout the evening. The GBPD says they answered 34 calls for a variety of issues, including misconduct disturbances and intoxication. Police made one arrest, and there were three ejections from the stadium. The department also made a point on their Facebook page to remind people that Lambeau Field parking lots are pre-sold and unavailable on game days.
Lower enrollment is the reason St. Norbert College let 29 staff members go on Wednesday. 12 more staff are expected to lose their positions at the end of the semester. St. Norbert College President Lori Joyner says demographics show fewer 18 to 22-year-olds. In 2019, the college had 1,950 students. This fall, they are down an even 200 to 1,750. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you, and you could be me
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
nation, if you don't have one yet, welcome everyone to the Maggie Dawn Show. And if you're listening and going, Maggie, you sound terrible. Good news. I'm not Maggie. If you've ever called into this show and heard a far too chipper voice say, thank you for calling the Maggie Dawn Show. What's your name and where are you calling from? That's me. And usually I wouldn't talk that much because I am Maggie's producer, Anastasia Esther, filling in for her today because truly, between conferences and busting ankles and getting sick and whatever else is happening, it seems we have run out our good graces with good radio hosts who know what they're doing. So in their stead is me. Hi, welcome to the show. And if you're already sick of it, let me tell you, if you've also ever listened to this show and enjoyed our music, that's me who picks it, and I have quite a treat for you today. Twice as much music as normal, starting out with Bad Reputation by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and it's only going to get louder and wilder from here. So, what does a producer even do is a question that no one has ever asked me. No one has ever wanted to know. But I'll summarize it for you here briefly. My job, largely, and I say this with love, is to mostly listen to old farts. I say this with love. Talking to other old farts about what moves the youth vote right now.
Mino and the Mayor.
We're talking with Tony Mandrich. You're talking about your alcohol problems. Jim kind of mentioned here during the break. He said, yeah, the coaches didn't do anything about it. And I said, didn't do anything about it. They were with the guys.
I mean, nobody forced anybody to drink. Drinking was just part of it. And it was kind of like that stereotype of, you know, being a guy or being an athlete, or it was just part of that.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, Mike, of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome. Oh, yeah. He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, we had him. We didn't. It was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 58. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 62. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Complex physiological experiments and sacrilege in the name of public good. They taught me everything just like a daddy should. And you were beautiful and vulnerable and power and success. God's my fell for you, your flamethrowers, your tunnels and your tech. I studied code because I wanted to do something great like you. And the real tragedy is half of it was true. But
we've been... Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. This is not Maggie Dawn, which is what you would expect from a show like this. I get that, but stay with me. This is her producer, Anya. And what you just heard is the song Rat by Penelope Scott, a song I've wanted to play on this program for a long time, but it's never fit in, despite it kind of being perfect. It's a song, if you didn't break it apart from that, it's a hate lover, that'd be funny, a hate letter to a generation raised on heroes like Elon Musk. And why do I play it right now? I play it because I think that's another really good point before we go into the bottom of this hour, where I'm going to start taking your texts and calls. And if you want to call, that's 844-967-2789. See how natural that was? You couldn't even tell it was a segue. But I think it's important to highlight, again, maybe not every time in human history has been like this, or maybe every time has been a little bit like this. But at the very least, I mean, we have to admit, if because of nothing else, then at least because of the internet, that the world is phenomenally different these past 25 years, and maybe more different than its previous generation, more so than any other two generations you could compare. I don't know. Maybe people who were alive when we switched from bronze to iron were like, guys, this is crazy. This is an insane time to be alive. Everything's moving so quick. Last week we were using these, I don't know, bronze shields, and now we have these iron swords. This is incredible. I can imagine that they kind of felt like this. Before we get into calls and texts, and do still please call and text, I have three folks on the line and a ton of texts coming in. Y'all are lighting it up today. I love that because I like that a little bit better than the the calls. I can't lie. But I want to dispel two, maybe three more things before we go to the next break. Things that, I don't know, just when you hear, doesn't everyone get sick of hearing the same thing over and over and over and over again? If you have a unique last name with like an easy pun or something, or, you know, don't you get sick of always getting the same joke? And that same joke that I have gotten, that isn't even really a joke, are just these statements about this generation of like, Gen Z is lazy, Gen Z is entitled, Gen Z is all these things. And it's, you know, of course I can think of individual people who are Gen Z and are entitled or are whatever else you want to call them. But I have such a hard time sympathizing with the feeling that this generation is working any less than any other generation. I won't push it too hard. I won't push to this generation's working harder because I don't know. This is my first time being alive. If I get to do it again, maybe I'll find out. But to look at this time in history, a time in history where so much that you wouldn't think could happen has happened, and to expect young people, and come on, you guys were young at some point, if you aren't still young in this very moment, would you have been going to work with a smile on your face and a big help and scoop of love for the company you worked for if you thought, and I mean this, genuinely thought, that climate change was going to end life as you know it? Would you have really cared so much about economic reforms that don't really speak to the problems at their core if you were raised in a world talking about global warming as something that would truly devastate and destroy the world? And here's the thing. It's not just like getting raised with the boogeyman where you're told if you go out after 9 p.m. on a weeknight, he's going to get you, all right? Because I've never seen the boogeyman, and I've been out past 9 at night. But I have walked around and seen the effects of global warming. And I'm kind of scared that my childhood fears of, like, never getting to take my kids to the Florida Disney World or Disneyland, whichever one it is that's there, I'll never get to take them there if I even have them. Because Florida will be an underwater Atlantis by the time that they would be old enough, right? I didn't have to, or maybe you didn't have to, contend with this idea that things are falling apart at the rate that they were. And if you did have to contend with it, call me and talk about it. The other thing, before we go to break, that I want to touch on is very much this sense of, I don't know, this constant hum surrounding the topic of mental health and this generation. We talk about it too much. We don't talk about it enough. Everybody seems to have these things that no one in my generation had. Everyone seems to have these problems, everything in your life. And again, when I paint for you the picture of a generation of kids whose first like foray into civil politics and patriotism and all these things, their first foray into it wasn't the immediate aftermath of 9/11, and it certainly wasn't whatever world existed before that, but rather our entry into civics, our pace that we took getting into this, was the insanity that was unfolding in the time immediate after until now, with that in mind, does it start to make sense why we're not voting right? Or why some of us feel kind of disillusioned with voting at all? Taking You to the Break is a song kind of about the cheerful nihilism of it all. A song originally done by musical comedian Bo Burnham on his influential during COVID retrospective called Inside. But because we only play music by women, of course, this is a cover by Phoebe Bridgers, phenomenal modern singer on her own accord, but also a member of the group, it's escaping me, Boy Genius, there it is. And maybe there is no other song that brings to my heart the exact fears that I've described like this. Take a listen.
Carpool karaoke, Steve Aoki, Logan Paul. The gift shop at the gun range, a mass shooting at the mall. There it is again, that funny feeling. That funny feeling.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A short-term funding bill to avert a government shutdown failed in the House. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has the latest on the shutdown, now a day away.
The failure in the House of a 30-day government funding extension, tanked by conservative opposition, has left House Republicans scrambling to figure out what, if anything, they might be able to pass in time to avoid a shutdown. There are now rumblings they might try a last-minute short-term stopgap, maybe enough funding for a week or two. Things can happen quickly in Congress when there's bipartisan agreement, but the lack of any coordination between House and Senate leaders at this point makes it feel quite likely that the government will shut down starting Sunday morning.
Congress is remembering Dianne Feinstein. The 90-year-old senator died last night and was the longest-serving female senator. California Governor Gavin Newsom will decide who will fill her seat. Las Vegas police announced the arrest in the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Police have charged Dwayne Keith Davis with leading the gang in the drive-by murder. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. The Pulaski School Superintendent addressed the two bomb threat emails made against the high school within 5 days. Wednesday night at the Pulaski School Board meeting, Superintendent Allison Space said they still weren't sure where the emails came from, but told parents to remind their kids to be vigilant and report suspicious activity. Law enforcement searched the building after both threats, but found nothing. Those of you looking to put on weight will want to hear this. The Curter Burger is back for a third time. That's right, the deliciousness returns to Culver's for a limited time starting on October 2nd. Why a limited time? Because last time they flew off the shelves. The Curter Burger started as a social media April Fool's Day joke by the franchise, but people decided they wanted that prank in their stomachs. Culver said okay, and the Curter Burger was born. Eat carefully, folks. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs.
Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company and seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Belong to the government. This is my body. It's mine to decide what the fuck I can do with it. This is my body. My right to decide is my right to my freedom. This is my body. Yeah, yeah. Not just a body. Yeah. Oh,
welcome back. Just in case, you know, the vibe hadn't already been set. The vibe that this generation is bringing in to all these different pursuits, human rights, civil rights, all these things. There's a lot more to that song that I can't play on radio. That's all I'll say. In the meantime, I'm going to start taking your calls, your texts. There are so many texts, some long ones too. But first up is someone who's called in. Her name is Maggie, some sort of Maggie Dawn on this show. Are you there?
I sure am, Anya. You're doing great. And I think it is so, I couldn't be more, like, humbled to have you, in particular, a woman, a young woman, representing for your generation and women so wonderfully. It's a blessing, and I'm humbled to share my show with you this afternoon. Keep doing what you're doing. I think it's that historical context that you're bringing to your generation's experience and the compare and contrast helps us all relate to each other a little bit better because we all have these different lived experiences. So thanks, Anya. Yeah, the government, my body is mine, and your voice is yours. Mm-hmm, keep doing mm-hmm. it, girl. You're killing it.
Oh, thank you, Maggie. It feels weird to cut her off on her own show to press the hold button there, but I had to. Thank you, Maggie. You are an inspiration to me, and I hope all of this rambling eventually makes some sense. Oh my goodness, for the first time ever, we have all these full call lines. I'm going to have to just start screening people live, I think. So for just one second, I'm going to go ahead and read some of these texts. Troy from Mount Horeb, I bet you're going to be great today, Troy. I try to under-promise and over-deliver. Let me know if I'm doing it. Anastasia, what does a producer do? You did ask. Thank you, Andrew. A couple other texts. I can find my words in English. Talking about how things have kind of always been this way. This is what I understood from history, but I am glad to hear you guys talk about it. And I really love this also from Andrew in Verona. New show idea. Get all the young, put that in quotes, thanks, all the young civic media producers to do a show. I want to hear Anya, Nate, and Aaron criticize these old farts. If you do, you just have to get yourself an exclusive ticket to the weekly civic media producers roundtable. That, of course, is a joke, but no joke is Mark from the SAC. Mark, go ahead, give me your take, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate the reference, the old Muppet Show reference to the two cynical guys, old guys sitting up in the balcony criticizing the show. I really appreciate that. But a little quote from the 4th century before the Common Era, young people are high-minded because they have not yet been humbled by life, ooh, nor they have experienced the force of circumstances. They think they know everything and are always quite sure about it. I mean, because I remember from history class hearing that, you know, people, the older generation has always been complaining about the younger generation. But I really appreciate what I see in the younger generation is that I think you guys are far more accepting of people that are different than previous generations. And you see the fear that it is trying to be woken up about. You know, the latest thing is about trans people. Mm-hmm. I mean, that well, most people don't have any clue as what's going on. You know, how trans people can even exist.
Right.
You know, that not knowing the experiences that some people have. I read yesterday an account of an intersex young woman who was actually biologically a male but had the body of a female. She actually had testes that removed when she was a child because they were the doctor. That was the advice the doctors had given to avoid testicular cancer. It was the best medical knowledge they had at that point in time. But she, you know, had all the external equipment of a female, and people don't quite grasp that that is what happens. That biology is a heck of a lot more complicated than people like to think.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Mark. I just have so many people in, but I want to speak to that. Yes. Let's talk about it. First of all, no, you know, not everybody in my generation is super accepting of everyone. That's what always cracks me up when I hear this about how everyone in my generation is a social justice warrior. Everyone in my generation is, you know, constantly correcting everyone. No, guys, I can promise that not everyone is. I have to deal with them. So I can tell you that much. And to speak to these things, all of these, you know, I worry so much when I hear older people. I'm trying not to use the word boomer too much on this show today. I have a tally that I'm giving myself for that. But I worry when these opinions are being opined, when these statements are being stated about things like trans rights and intersex rights. I have to worry because, do you guys know anybody? Are you speaking with trans and intersex people when you're developing these opinions? Because I am, and I know them as friends and as people, and it scares me to hear such things put forward without people knowing who they are. Thank you so much, Mark. I'll also say to that quote, I saw a string of quotes once that started with, maybe it was 2016, you know, all these kids are obsessed with their video games and blah, blah, blah. And it went through maybe every 50 years until we got back to the ancient Greek time, and it said, kids these days are obsessed with what was it? Everyone's writing on their tablets instead of coming down to the fora. So it's never quite been easy to be the younger generation. But maybe this is the generation, this is the thesis of the show, I'm hoping by the time we get to the end, that this is the generation where we put aside some of those things and start working hand in hand or some kumbaya stuff like that. All right, Joanne, you are on air.
Yes, I was born in the city of Chicago at about the time that Mayor Richard J. Daley ruled it. It was ruled like a mob rather than a democratic organization, which has made me really shy about being fully involved in politics, knowing how badly it can go.
Mm-hmm.
But today's generation, your generation that's navigating these student loans and all of that, I really applaud you. People have shouldered these burdens with incredible amount of strength, and I'm just hoping that the fact that we have hurt you by not fulfilling the promise of some student loan forgiveness, that $10,000 student loan forgiveness doesn't hurt you the way I was hurt in the city of Chicago way back and all of that. We're doing the best we can to get rid of those student loans, and I, as a university professor, try to do as much as I can, and let's hope that we can get that student loan forgiveness. So thank you so much. Great show.
Thank you, Joanne. Yeah, I'm hoping you can work on that pretty quickly because my first student loan payments for my life, I graduated, a year and three quarters ago now. My first student loan repayments pick up in about a under a week when we roll over into October. So yeah, any haste on that, I would certainly appreciate, of course. Maybe you won't be able to get it fixed by then, but anything you can do helps. Thank you so much again, Joanne. Jean, you are on the air, my friend. What is going on?
Well, you are amazing on the air. Thank you so much for sharing. I have been so, my thoughts are of you people, because now I'm one of them old folks, and I'm going to be 69 soon. And all I've been thinking about as I've watched what's been going on in our country and in our world is, what about the young people? When I've watched, you know, the pandemic and the streets in all the countries were bare, and I thought, what is this doing to our kids and young people? What, you know, and to watch the fraud and abuse and the activities toward young women.
Mm-hmm.
And I just been bristling because, yeah, maybe we had stuff going on, but it's nothing like what you guys are dealing with. And I appreciate you sharing your feelings, sharing the world from your eyes, because I think that will help a lot of people and all of us understand and how we can help, too. So thank you so much. You're doing an outstanding job. Very great with your verbal skills to explain things. Thank you so much, and please keep it up. And I hope Maggie puts you on some more. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jean. Always a pleasure to hear from you. And thank you. Yeah, once my parents taught me how to talk at like 2 or 3 or whatever it was, they couldn't get me to stop. And now I've somehow started a career out of it. I don't know. We'll see how far it goes. But thank you again, Jean. All right, these are some callers now that I didn't get to screen when we were off the air, and I don't want to leave you with dead air. So when I say hello there, you yell hello back, and if you hear your voice on the radio, I'm talking to you. Hello there. Who is this?
Hi, this is Nate. Am I up?
That's you, Nate. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, so you're doing a great job. Your confidence is really impressive, yeah, because I can imagine it'd be nerve-wracking as heck. You know, having a voice in front of so many people. Well, maybe, you know, 36 that are listening, who knows?
Oh, yeah.
But, I think your generation is called the apocalennial generation.
Mm.
And it's the first generation that can't take for granted that things are always going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we've seen over the last 6 years, you know, we're going backwards, and people just assume that society is always going to progress forward in a progressive manner, and it's just not the case. And
right.
And unfortunately, it's up to your generation to try to put things in, like age limits for politicians. I think it should be 75, because these, you know, Dianne Feinstein and Mitch McConnell, these guys don't have any dog in the fight. They don't care if the planet's going to burn up
right,
in 10 years.
Right.
And we need to start getting more youth involved in decision making, because the older generations, I'm 60, so I'm part of the like tail end of the baby boomers, and I went to school in Madison and stuff like that, but so I'm a little more progressive than most of my friends, but it's really imperative that the people that think that things are going to get better wake up and realize that everyone's got to get a oar in the water and start helping out. And one of the things that I've been doing is calling the Justice Department and my senators and trying to encourage Biden to get someone in the Justice Department that'll do something. Merrick Garland does not want to do anything. He's mostly a Republican. He's Orrin Hatch's favorite pick, and we've got to get systems in place that can deal with seditionists and people that are, you know, trying to overthrow the government.
Yeah, I agree, Nate. I'm sorry to cut you off too, my friend, but thank you for stating it. Yeah, this idea that progressiveness, that the progress that we are progressing down will always be in a forward direction, is not a guarantee that my generation has had. In fact, I really want to push this point before I go on and take just a couple more callers before we end the segment. I think it's important to know that when I reached out to my friends about this and I said, look, pretend I'm putting a microphone in your face and imagine you could yell one radio safe sentence at a mostly 60 to somewhere up above their age range audience. So many of them, the sentence that they wanted to yell was, do you guys understand we're not having kids because of global warming? Do you understand that we're not buying homes in certain places because of global warming? When you were thinking about the direction you wanted to send your life down as far as spouses and kids and all of these things, was the heat death of the universe one of your considerations? Or was it maybe what schools were in that district? All right. Going again with this game, I'm going to say, who is this? And if you hear your voice on the radio, you're the one talking. Who is this? Hello.
Joe. Oh. Is that good enough?
Yep, there we go. Joe, go ahead. You're on the air.
Ah, great.
I agree with Maggie. You're kicking it. And your perspective and your thoughts and your freshness and your creativity are just bursting through. I have a million questions for you. And what that says to me is that you need to get yourself in front of the mic more often.
I'm trying.
Because on a regular basis, however it works for you, because you clearly have things to say and a thoughtful way to do it. I think the callers have told you that they're highly impressed with what you have. And so my biggest, I could go on and on to ask you questions, but I feel like this is just the start. And boy, oh boy, keep it going. This is really good stuff, Anya, and I really want to hear it, and clearly the other callers feel the same. And just your last comments where you said, our thoughts are, what school district, but what planet, you know?
That's right. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're about to go to break. Come back with us on the other side of this. This is the Maggie Dawn Show, taken over by her producer, Anya. Bye. See ya.
Mino and the Mayor.
What do you think of this team, Brady, with the new quarterback?
It's such a wild card because you go all the way back to Aaron Rodgers. What's been cool about my football experience is I've seen this. Aaron was a good player. Nobody ever expected him to become a first ballot Hall of Famer, especially under the circumstances of having to replace a Hall of Famer, which is rare.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 58. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 62. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 69.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm a couple of those things. I am a Polish girl in America named Anya, and I'm not Maggie Dawn, but this is the Maggie Dawn Show, coming back at you for the last section of this producer-helmed episode. Very strange time, believe me, for everyone involved, especially the hosts for your next show, Raised in Wisco, who wandered in just to kind of stare at me while I was doing this. It was super fun and not creepy at all, guys. I love it. Can't hear you right now. I'm loving it. All right. Anyways. I've got two Civic Media kind of superstars on the line. I'm a little bit afraid to press this button here, but it does feel kind of like a radio host baptism to say, CJ, you are on the line. Go ahead.
Wow. Well, Anya, I've always been kind and considerate.
You have.
Yes. And you've done a wonderful job tonight, I might add. You know, I've got four daughters. And they're all probably about your age or somewhere in that vicinity. And I think some of the misinformation, and I guess sometimes I come across as very aggressive and angry, I guess, because sometimes I only get about one sentence maybe out. But I would like to have an ongoing discussion with you about conservatism.
Okay.
And I would love to hear your positions on progressiveness or, you know, what you believe your party supports.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
So I'm just offering that up because really, as you heard many times, and sometimes she takes my call and sometimes she doesn't, like many of the hosts. If they're not answering CJ, then they're not picking up because I'm calling. And most of the hosts sometimes pick up. But again, thank you for taking my call. I thought you did a spectacular job. Again, I'd like to have long discussions with you.
Sure.
Because I believe the misrepresentation of what conservatives and Republicans or libertarians, which I used to be, now I am a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Alba helped decide that. But anyways, I wanted to congratulate you. I thought you did a great job. And I'm not going to argue with you tonight.
That is an exciting statement. Thank you, CJ. I apologize for cutting you off. But that is one of the unique struggles maybe that timed radio provides, is this ongoing conversation. I'll answer some of these things shortly before I roll into my closing stuff and take one more caller here. But you know, what you said is interesting and rolls into this, as you said, what your party. And it's tough for me to answer that because I, like I think many people my age, don't have or don't feel they have a party. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm writing names in necessarily. That doesn't mean that I'm not voting. But when I tell you that I'm even a little bit further left than what some of the Democrats and liberals are doing, it's hard for me as an American, right, to feel like I have a party. But when I thought about how I wanted to write this show, or not write it, but structure it, and what topic I wanted it to be, and we started by saying, right, my job here is to listen to old farts talk about what moves the youth vote, and then never turn and ask the youths. This exact statement from CJ, which I think is a fine statement to make, highlights where I want to go with this, which is, I could have talked about an infinite number of Gen Z viewpoints on this show. But every time I got hung up on this feeling of like, I can't speak for everyone. And I wasn't getting the amount of replies that I needed to feel like I had a good synthesis of what everyone was feeling. So today's show, the youth vote, the point at the end of all of this is that we need to be, or sorry, I'm going to rephrase this. You guys who are listening, who are older, need to do this. You need to be asking questions of the younger generation. Don't start with, what does your party think? Look, I'm not a lawyer, but I did mock trial and I know what a leading question is, right? You can't start with, tell me what your party thinks. I really want to encourage the older generation to just back up just a little bit and start with, what party are you? Back up a little further. Are you in a, do you see yourself as a member of a party? Because when we talk about these huge topics and these things I want to cover in my 40-some minutes on air, right? There's no way I could cover that in this time when I'm the only one talking to you about it. I need you to find other people who are like me, my age, my stuff. You said you have daughters. Ask them and their friends. I will cover this if they ever let me back on the air again, right? As we go on. But, you know, the whole thesis of this, the whole point is, I feel like my generation gets asked less questions of people. Kids younger than us still get like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And it's like, I'm 24 and I still want you to ask me that a little bit, right? And I see the value of asking older folks questions about their life and their times. I just kind of hope maybe we can try to make that a two-way street. Bringing his energy, I'm sure, as always, is my last civic media superstar with 2 minutes left. Rico from Rock County, how are you doing, my man?
Hey,
there
how
it
you
is.
Doing?
There's good. That laugh I was hoping
there
for.
There we go. Yeah, we all have that laugh. Hey,
yeah.
I can't believe they stuck you in against the Brewers winning the division and another beautiful win tonight. And Maggie stuck you in against the Packers Lions kickoff.
Yep, yep.
Oh my Lord.
Only winners on this hour.
Now you gotta endure long conversations with CJ.
I'm surviving,
Lord,
Rico.
I gotta tell you, Anya. I stepped outside because I had to give, you know, your just due. I knew they were throwing you to the Lions tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a natural, girl. You are a natural.
Thank you, Rico.
To be running and producing the show. I'm serious. I'm serious, Anya. Hey, you don't need to be running the show. You are the show. That's all I got to say, girl. You got this. You got this. Just be yourself. You're doing great. And you know what, CJ? You get more time on this network than anybody. What are you talking about? Quit your whining.
I'm going to cut it off there so I have a chance to end things. Thanks, Rico. Seriously, thank you, everybody who's listening. Thank you, Maggie, for trusting me with your hour. As we leave, I'm going to leave you with this song from Sidney Gish that kind of once again highlights how maybe my generation, I don't know, just feels about everything. When we talk about growing up and making money and talk about getting rich, we're not talking about being kings and queens, people. We're just talking about not being serfs. This is Homecoming Serf by Sidney Gish.
Kissed a smoke, cigs and weed, despite the surgeon's warning. I'll eat LSD soaked mini wheats and white Russians for breakfast every morning. I love vacation days. It's a blacked out haze. I'm in this cul-de-sac. It's coming back, 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 back. If we're obscure, homecoming surf. I know this quiet life is sewer, but now we're dancing around and laughing.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.